Chapter 5, The Riches of Monte Cristo. Dantes worked hard on the ship. He thought about the money his father, in Mercedes, every day. Finally, one day the ship sailed to Monte Cristo. Dantes knew it was his chance. Once on the island, Dantes left the group from his ship. He went to the river and followed it like Faria had explained. Just like the old man said, he found marks on some of the stones. The marks must have been made by a man. Dantes was excited.
Faria really did have a lot of money,
he thought to himself. Dantes followed the stones. Soon he came to a cave, just like Faria said. He thought he found the place, but it was very dark. All he could see were large stones. Then Dantes remembered what Faria said. The treasure was covered. So he waited for his eyes to adjust to the dark. Finally, he could see inside the small room. He started to move some of the large stones. Soon he could see a way into another small room. He slowly walked into the room. There was not much light. Then he began to see boxes. He looked in the boxes carefully. Faria was right. Each box had gold and rings and jewels. Dantes couldn't imagine so much money. But how could he carry it? He liked his new captain, but he had to keep the money a secret. So he took only some gold and rings. Though it was a lot of money, he could still hide it in his clothes. No one would know. Then Dantes went back. The people from his ship were surprised. They asked him where he went. All the work moving stones made Dantes look tired and dirty. So the men asked if he was okay. He said he was okay. The captain was in a hurry to leave, so they didn't ask more questions. They left for the next city. Once at the city, Dantes sold a few of the rings. Even those few rings brought him a lot of money. He told the captain that he had to leave and go back to Marseilles. The captain was sorry to see Dantes leave. He thought Dantes was a good man. Next, Dantes bought some new clothes and a small boat he could sail alone. He took the new boat and sailed back to Monte Cristo. Dantes went back to the cave at Monte Cristo and got more of the money. It was enough money for the life of a rich, noble man.
I will say I am a count,
Dantes thought.
It's been many years since anyone in Marseille saw me. They will not know me.
With the money in his new boat, Dantes sailed back to Marseilles. When he arrived back at the city, he tied up his new boat and went to the customs office. He knew the man working there, but the man did not know Dantes.
What is your name?
The customs officer asked.
Monte Cristo.
Dantes answered.
I am the Count of Monte Cristo.
The man looked at Dantes. Then he looked at Dantes' new boat. He looked like a rich man.
Thank you, sir. Welcome to Marseille.
And Dantes was free to go. Back in his hometown, he found out that his father had died many years ago and that Mercedes had married her cousin and left Marseilles. Dantes was very sad. He was also angry about Danglars and Judge Villefort. He knew Danglars and Judge Villefort had done bad things to him, so he made a plan to get revenge. It was a long plan, but Dantes had a long time. His many years in prison had taught him patience. Plus, Faria had taught him many useful things about the world. His plan of revenge took many years. While Dantes was in prison, Danglars became very rich. Dantes' plan made Danglars very poor. While Dantes was in prison, Judge Villefort had become a famous judge. So Dantes used his plan to take the judge away from his job. In the end, Judge Villefort lost his mind and could not be a judge anymore. Faria's death brought Dantes both a new life and revenge.